Just a block down the street from Rich's office is a grocery store catering to the needs of folks from the country of Burma. It may not be what you'd expect to find in the heart of the Midwest, but to Rich, it's just one example of the diverse neighbors he encounters every day. His unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Rich Casebolt lives in historic northeastern Kansas City, part of the city's urban core. He is president of Refuge KC, a group that helps recently arrived refugees. For the 1,000 or so refugees this area receives annually, each will be assisted by a local group such as Jewish Vocational Services or Catholic Charities.
That resettlement agency, they're going to receive them at the airport, and they're already going to have housing lined up for them, and then we'll, of course, have a food budget for them.
The resettlement agency helps with initial needs for those who have found Kansas City as their new home.
So within about 3 to 6 months, usually I say it's an average of five, those newly arrived, soon-to-be new Americans, are on their own, and they're paying for their own, you know, way.
Rich's group steps in after those 5 months, helping refugees figure out the basics and helping them begin earning a living. He lives in the urban core himself, on the same street with some of those he helps.
They do arrive kind of in what I would call earthquake shock, where they've just gone through, in some cases, 10 years of living in a refugee camp, oftentimes receiving a small ration of food.
A variety of nationalities will arrive in Kansas City and other cities throughout the U.S.
The largest refugee population in Kansas City is Somalian. And then after that is going to be various tribes from Burma, which include the Karen, like my friend Dowa, the Kachin, the Chin, the Karini, and then Burmese Muslim. Those first groups that I mentioned are from a more of a Christian background, you know, the Karen and the Chin and the Kachin.
And after that, people from Sudan, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Congo are other nationalities that arrive here. We'll have more with Rich next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.